Hi, welcome back to the channel. This video is another update on the situation with regards to Russia. And in this series of videos, I'm looking at all of the different financial impacts of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And I'm trying to investigate all different angles. And in today's video, I'm going to talk about some additional sanctions that have been imposed by the UK government on seven different Russian individuals. And one in particular that we're focusing in on is Roman Abramovich. And Roman Abramovich is a high-profile oligarch in the UK because he owns Chelsea Football Club. And Chelsea Football Club are currently the world champions of soccer. So they won the European Champions League in 2021. And by winning that tournament, you're then entitled to enter into the World Club Championship, where you play the champions from all of the other continents around the world. And Chelsea recently won that tournament, so they are officially the best team in the world. And unfortunately, the sanctions that have just been brought in against Roman Abramovich means that all of his assets are now frozen, and Chelsea Football Club is officially one of his assets. So in this video, we're going to look at all the implications of this for Chelsea Football Club, what this means in terms of any business that has associations with Russian oligarchs, and we'll have a quick look at Roman Abramovich's background, how he became a super wealthy oligarch. So before we get into all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point if you're enjoying the content of this video, and please also to subscribe if you haven't done so already. And don't forget that I include chapters in all my videos, so if there's a section that you're not particularly interested in, you can skip over it and move on to the next. As you'll know if you follow the channel, the governments of the UK, the US and the European Union are all imposing sanctions on key individuals that they see as being helpful to Putin and potentially supporting his efforts financially. And the UK government has now identified another seven oligarchs and placed them all under sanction. And those seven individuals are Roman Abramovich, who I'll come on to talk about in a minute, Oleg Deripaska, who was sanctioned by the US in 2018, and who has stakes in a major energy business and a metal business in Russia, Igor Sechin, the chief executive of Rosneft, Andrei Kostin, the chairman of VTB Bank, which is sanctioned, Alexei Miller, who is CEO of Gazprom, Nikolai Tokarev, who's president of the pipeline company Transneft, and Dmitry Lebedev, who's chairman of the board of directors of Bank Rossiya. Now, as I mentioned, the key focus for this video is Roman Abramovich. And Roman Abramovich is a household name in the UK. He bought Chelsea Football Club back in 2003 and has been a high-profile supporter. He used to attend all of the games and follow the team and has been hiring and firing managers of Chelsea over the 19 years he's been in charge of the club. Since the Russian invasion of Ukraine started, it was rumoured that he might be sanctioned. And the UK government have now released a statement confirming that he has been sanctioned and stipulating that he is a pro-Kremlin oligarch who's had a close relationship with Vladimir Putin for decades and has obtained financial benefits and preferential treatment from that relationship. More specifically on Ukraine and the Russian army, the UK government claims that one of Mr. Abramovich's companies, Evraz PLC, may potentially have been involved in providing steel which may have been used in the production of tanks. It's expected that the US and the EU will also sanction Roman Abramovich, and it's rumoured that he may end up having to move to China. So who is Roman Abramovich and how did he become so wealthy? Well, it's definitely a case of being in the right place at the right time, and it's also about who you know, not what you know. So back in the early 90s, when the Soviet Union was starting to be broken up and all of the businesses were starting to be handed over to private ownership, Roman Abramovich was making a name for himself as a young businessman. And he became closely aligned with an older businessman called Boris Berezovsky. And Berezovsky was a close ally of Boris Yeltsin, who was running the country at that time. The decision was made by the ruling party to transfer ownership of the nationalised industries into private hands. And this process was being done by way of auction. And in order to enable the businessmen of Russia to be able to afford to pay for these companies, they introduced what was known as a Loans for Shares program. And this program basically meant that if you were a prominent businessman, you could obtain 100% debt finance from a bank in order to buy the shares of these national companies. One of the companies that was being privatized at that time was called Sibneft. And this was an oil company that owned massive reserves of oil based in Siberia. Roman Abramovich and Boris Berezovsky teamed up together and successfully bid for Sibneft and acquired it for $200 million. Now, there's a lot of subsequent press speculation about the validity of that offer and whether or not it was a real auction. And some market estimators say that the value of Sibneft at that time was somewhere in the region of $3 billion compared to the $200 million that these guys paid for it. And just as a flavour to give you an estimated scale of the business, it's estimated that the oil reserves that Sibneft owns equate to around about 4.6 billion barrels. So if you think that a barrel of oil is worth roughly $100 today, then 4.6 billion barrels would equate to about $460 billion of market value. So 200 million does look like quite a good deal for those guys. Roman Abramovich became very wealthy overnight, and so much so that in 2002, he was able to buy Chelsea Football Club from his own cash reserves. In 2005, he sold his 73% controlling stake in Sibneft to Gazprom for over $13 billion. Chelsea Football Club is located in a very desirable part of London. It's rich and it's affluent, but unfortunately the football club itself had not had the best of fortunes. And in all of its years, it only won the English Premier League once in 1955 before Roman Abramovich became involved. And in 2003, Roman Abramovich decided to buy the club entirely with cash for £140 million. And at this stage, nobody in the UK really had ever heard of Roman Abramovich. He was just some Russian guy who'd made some money in Russia. And it was expected that Roman Abramovich would come and go like the other owners and nothing would really happen. However, Abramovich came in with all guns blazing and started spending a lot of money on the team and the club. In his first year of ownership, he invested £153 million into new players. And 19 years ago, 153 million bought you a lot of star players. However, one of his key signings was he signed a star manager called Jose Mourinho, who was a Portuguese manager who'd had success with Porto. And he went on to form a successful relationship with Abramovich. And less than 2 years after Abramovich bought Chelsea, they were Premier League champions. Chelsea went on to win the Premier League four more times under Abramovich's ownership and also went on to win the Champions League, which is the preeminent tournament in Europe, in 2012 and 2021. Over his 19 years in charge, Roman Abramovich invested over £2 billion into Chelsea players and in the most recent season spent over £220 million. His period of ownership has represented the golden years for Chelsea Football Club, and they are now established as one of the big four teams in England. And they are currently the world club champions, having qualified for that tournament by winning the Champions League in 2021 and going on to beat a Brazilian team in the final. On the 10th of March, the UK government announced that all of Roman Abramovich's assets have now been frozen under the new sanctions they've introduced. And these assets include Chelsea Football Club. Now, obviously, that represents a major problem for the football club because they're currently in the process of playing in the English Premier League and also in the European Champions League. Nobody was quite sure what this meant initially because technically, if the assets are frozen, then nobody could be paid. So you wouldn't be able to pay the players or any of the staff who work in the ground or anybody related to the club. The UK government have now announced a special licence arrangement for Chelsea. Under the terms of the licence, Chelsea are allowed to fulfil its fixtures, staff can be paid and existing ticket holders can attend matches. But they are banned from offering new contracts to players or staff, conducting any official transfer business, including the women's team, selling new tickets to any games for any of their teams, including women and junior sides, selling merchandise to fans, No stadium work or redevelopment can be undertaken, and they are not allowed to spend over £500,000 on security, stewarding and catering costs for home matches, or over £20,000 in expenses for away games. So this special license arrangement is quite interesting. It allows Chelsea to keep playing their matches, but it limits the amount that they're allowed to spend, and it limits the amount of revenue that they're allowed to generate. So they can't sell any new tickets, and they can't sell any merchandise. So basically, the government has prevented Abramovich's business, which is the football club, from receiving any new revenue. Now, there's no statement in here about TV revenue, because with football clubs these days, one of the biggest earners is the money that they receive for showing games on TV. And in the UK, the biggest broadcaster is Sky Television, which has a multi-billion pound deal in place with the Premier League. So there's still some uncertainty as to how those arrangements will operate. But one of the interesting things here is that Chelsea has been a very, very wealthy club historically. Because of Abramovich and all of his money, they've attracted in star players, and those star players are treated like royalty. So when they go to away games, it's no expense spared. It's interesting that the government has now imposed a £20,000 expenses budget on all away games. Because when Chelsea travel away, they generally take 17 to 20 players with them. Those players will have all of their support staff. So we've got a contingent of round about 30 or 40 people, at least, who'll be travelling to every away game. And Chelsea next week are playing an away match in the European Champions League in Lille, which is in France. So they're going to have to take all of these people all the way to France for an away fixture on a budget of £20,000. Now, normally, all of those people would be staying in a five-star hotel. They'd all be flying first class, potentially maybe a private jet. So all of that will have to be curtailed. So these footballers are now going to have to slum it, which is quite amusing, I think, because these guys have been living in the high life. So it'd be nice for them to experience what it's like for us normal people for a small portion of time. So one of the interesting points here is that Chelsea Football Club is a business in the same way as any business. It has suppliers who provide it with credit. And the current situation throws a lot of uncertainty into those future relationships. So if you're a supplier who's giving credit to Chelsea, so maybe you're providing some catering facilities for match day, or you're providing transport facilities, or you've got a cleaning contract, or you work at their training facilities, providing other services. There's a lot of uncertainty as to what's going to happen. And we may see some of these companies not wanting to carry on their commercial relationship. So we've just heard that the sponsors of the club shirts, which is the mobile phone operator Three, they are now reviewing the terms of their sponsorship deal. Now, that deal is a £40 million multi-season contract. So they're looking at it because, firstly, they're not sure what's going to happen with the company, but also there's the secondary issue of being associated, of dealing with an oligarch who's linked to President Putin. So we've got all of those philosophical issues that we've been discussing in other videos. So we may well see a lot of other companies that are dealing with Chelsea decide that they don't want to carry on with the relationship whilst Roman Abramovich is still linked to the club. So that's going to put a lot of pressure onto the business itself. If they can't get any credit from all of their suppliers, then they will need more cash, and the cash is currently frozen. So the government have frozen all of the bank accounts, and historically, Roman Abramovich has been funding this from his pocket money. He's just been giving the club cash as and when it needs it. It's very unlikely that Chelsea produce enough revenue to be able to pay all of the players. These players are on really expensive contracts. They're big star names, and most of the clubs in the Premier League who operate at that level have backers and founders who put cash in that helps support the business. So we've got a real risk here that the business itself may not actually be solvent. It may not produce enough cash to be able to pay for all of its expenses. And because suppliers will no longer be happy to give credit to the company, we could see a situation where Chelsea finds itself going into administration. And the biggest risk for that is always the tax authorities. So in the UK, HMRC, Her Majesty's Revenue, Custom and Excise, is the tax body, and they always review companies when they're going into difficult trading circumstances. Now, I've no idea what Chelsea's current tax status is, but I can guarantee you that HMRC will be looking at this situation very closely. And if they believe that there is a large amount of tax that's due and payable to them, then they will take some action against Chelsea. So there is a real risk here that we could see Chelsea go into administration if this situation is not sorted out within a short space of time. Roman Abramovich announced that he intended to sell his entire stake in Chelsea. Now, this must have been because he was aware that sanctions were likely to be brought against him. His advisors must have told him that there was action being taken at a higher level, and therefore he should think about liquidating his assets. Now, Roman Abramovich hasn't lived in the UK since 2018. He left the country to go on holiday at that time, and when he tried to return, he was refused his visa, and he decided not to come back to the UK at all. He fell out with the authorities. There was a lot of comments around how much tax he'd paid and all these sort of issues. So whilst he's continued to fund the club, he isn't actually living in Chelsea and Kensington any longer. So his affinity with the club may well be weakening. And the football club is now up for sale for a reported £3 billion. Now the question is, who is going to buy it? Who's going to pay £3 billion? And if you were a buyer right now, if you were thinking of purchasing this club, it's a buyer's market because this guy is being forced to sell his assets. Now, the UK government freeze on all of his assets actually means that he's not permitted to sell the company anymore. The government would facilitate a transfer as long as none of the proceeds go to Roman Abramovich. So it may well be that the money is held in escrow or frozen or some other deal is cut. But the problem that we've got is that because of the freeze on the assets, we can't have a normal negotiation. Normally, Roman Abramovich would have his advisors who'd be working on that deal with various interested parties. Because of this sanction and the fact that he could potentially be arrested at some point in the future, there is a lot of uncertainty as to what's going to happen with Chelsea. And that uncertainty means that the deal might not happen in the short term. And if that deal doesn't happen soon, then the club could run out of cash. And if it does run out of cash, it will then go into administration, which would mean some form of liquidation process. And one of the other points to note on that is that if they do go into administration, there is a ruling from the English Premier League that all clubs that go into administration are automatically deducted 9 points from their total. And if that was to happen to Chelsea, that would mean that they would then drop out of the qualification section for next year's Champions League, which would be a major disaster financially. So all of these factors are all being weighed up in terms of whether or not they'll be able to find a buyer and then what price you would attach to Chelsea right now. As a business, it's got to be worth less now than it was 3 weeks ago. Because of these sanctions, because of the fact that they're now restricted in terms of what they can do in the transfer market, they can't start talking to any new players for next season. Normally at this stage of the year, the agents would be talking to different parties and lining up deals to be done in the summer. None of that can happen right now for Chelsea. And if they're deducted 9 points, that will have a financial impact on the business. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to highlight this issue because firstly, I think it's interesting that a sports club has now been brought into this whole equation about Russia invading Ukraine. The last thing that you would expect is that an English Premier League football team would be impacted by a war in Ukraine. But because of the link through Roman Abramovich and the fact that he's close to President Putin and he earned his money at the time when all of the businesses were being privatized and he's linked to a steel business that potentially is linked to the manufacture of tanks, we've got a direct relationship between what's happening in Ukraine and what's happening on Chelsea Football Club's ground. And the big risk here is that because this asset has been frozen, it's now deteriorating in value. And as it goes down in value, it can pay its players less, it can pay its staff less, and it's at risk of falling away from being one of the big teams in the English Premier League. Now, it needs to find somebody to come in and buy it. And the problem we've got is that if your assets are frozen under some form of sanction order, then it's not easy to negotiate a sale of those assets because you no longer control those shares. They are frozen by the UK government, and it's likely that the government may take some action going forward to seize those assets. So there's a possibility here that the UK government could end up owning Chelsea Football Club. So there's a lot of different permutations, but I think it's really interesting to see how far-reaching the implications of this conflict are and how it affects everybody, because there are a lot of people who love football. Soccer is a massive passion in Europe, and in England, everybody talks about soccer all the time. So there will be people who follow Chelsea Football Club who've paid very little interest to what's going on in Ukraine. They won't be watching the news. They don't care about what's happening in Eastern Europe. But all of a sudden, they do care because it's impacting on their main passion in life. They could see the dreams of their football club removed because President Putin decided that he wanted to invade Ukraine. So it's really interesting to see how that affects real day life. But also what's interesting is how it can destroy value in a business. So Chelsea Football Club is a big business. It's supported by a very wealthy owner, but it does have a lot of assets. It does have a lot of players. It generates a lot of revenue from TV deals and from its fans and from the sale of merchandise. And all of that is now being thrown into jeopardy because of this conflict, which I think is really quite interesting. So hopefully you think this sort of thing is interesting too. If you did, then please give me a thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.